This is CliffCentral.com. Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Beep 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to your favorite hymns. Today we're going to play a couple of hymns. We've got Mozart's Eine Schöne Schlachtmusik, and we've got Der Mosser from Beethoven. He actually meant the mother, but he was deaf, so he said the Mosser. And all kinds of interesting tidbits here on Classic Hour on the Casper Radio Show. Now, I talk like this because there were like five warnings before. Like, this is like the absolute fucking horrible show where people use bad words, and we don't. And it's a holiday, it's Good Friday, and let us start our show with a little bit of a rest in peace, a bit here, a tribute to someone. Do you know who I'm referring to?
This is the Theme to Gary Show, the Theme to Gary Show. Gary called me up and asked if I would write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished, how do you like it so far? How do you like the Theme to Gary Show? This is the Theme to Gary Show, the opening theme to Gary Show. This is the music that you hear as you watch the credits. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll watch It's Gary Shandling Show. This was the Theme to Gary Shandling Show.
Gary Shandling, who died yesterday. And you know, he looked a bit like a tortoise with a facelift or a lip job, no? But he was unique, and that is what is so wonderful about these people on Earth, is once in a while there's a unique star passing by, and he will illuminate the sky forever now, because we are in a modern age where we have things that we can watch over and over again of these people, or listen to them, or, and that is where we miss people from the past. Like Mozart, would have been lovely to have seen him, you know. Maybe he wouldn't have been a star, maybe we'd all go, what a brat, fuck him. But now Gary Shandling died yesterday. Good morning to Charmaine and Duncan.
Good morning, Cassie.
Hello, Almal.
No, are you still fucking on that? Today it's Nguni Day, and we will Nguni. But good morning. Goeiemôre, Duncan.
Goeiemôre, meneer. Goeiemôre, Charmaine.
So, Nguni Day. Help.
No, didn't we say we're going to speak?
No, oh, you. Teta, ne?
I don't have to worry. Okay, what I'm going to do to come to you halfway is that whatever I say, I will point to you and then you translate it quickly.
No, excellent.
For our Zulu listeners.
Absolutely.
Okay? And then, but for the rest, you and Charmaine must do the Zulu talking. And
I'm
of course,
so bad.
Okay, Lalela, Charmaine, Jonathan ngaphandle ngaphaya ufuna ama Twitter handle wethu. So mina I Twitter handle yakho ya.
Okay.
Yini Twitter handle yakho?
Charmaine H. Yeah.
No underscore, Charmaine H.
That's it.
And mine is Duncan the Pumpkin.
Yeah, na mabaso.
No, it's just Duncan the Pumpkin.
Okay. Give that's, to Jonathan.
That's Facebook. I was just giving that to Jonathan. Uh-huh. And meneer, wat is jou
No, ask me in Zulu.
And meneer Rini, it's the handle of your coin.
You handle at Casper Rasper.
No,
you handle Casper Radio Show.
Oh, okay. No, we told you, Jonathan.
Zambazia. Because we get a surprise.
Hello. Shekazi.
We're going to talk to him now. It's all changed, Samba. But wait, before I introduce you, let's do the proper thing and go this route. That's it. And into the studio, just on the right cue, walked Simba. Ooh. Gozo.
I ran in, not walked in. How are
well,
you guys?
We couldn't see it because our doors are closed. So you looked as if you were strolling in like Clint Eastwood halfway through a Western. Are you well?
I'm very well. Yourself, Casper?
I haven't seen you for a long time.
Very long time.
We'll get to you now.
Yeah, please. Let me catch my breath.
Yeah, get your breath. I just wanted to we're busy taking stock of Gary Shandling, who died. Do you know him?
Yeah, no, I loved him. I loved the things he did, Casper. No one did what that guy did. Absolutely loved it. Gone too soon, hey?
Sound like Michael Jackson.
Absolutely. Can't you see?
What was your favorite thing about Gary Shandling?
See, the things he just did. He's all presence and he's all being. Just being the person that he is.
Yeah.
How he exuded his talents. And just did his best in everything he did, Casper. Very admirable.
Well, he died well. A couple of times, because that's when people don't laugh on a stage.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. They die. I'm with you.
Well, Gary Shandling is no more. But we will continue in spite of this. I also want to say that next week we're going to have an April 1 episode. So I think I see a lot of cock.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
I can see a lot of cock on April 1 as an episode.
Are there boys involved?
No, but it's April 1.
Maybe.
Yes, April 1.
It's April Fool's Day.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm asking, are there boys involved?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to divulge a little bit?
Well, it's April Fool's, so I might tell you nonsense.
Okay.
So that day, some things will be true and some things won't be true.
Okay.
But at the end, we will reveal what is the truth, of course. But it's going to be a lovely episode. And yes, there will be boys involved.
Casper,
then,
let's involve a few women as well.
Who? Models.
Absolutely.
I don't know, man.
Poor Duncan. I'm sure Duncan, you're like tired of seeing naked, half naked guys.
Bro. He's like all totally. The time. Yeah.
They're all over him, though. They're so all over him.
And Duncan doesn't discriminate. That's the other problem. I think you lead them on a bit.
With his fine self.
The thing about it is, it's just about the human experience, Casper.
I know, but I saw with other boys of Clone Central's last year, you were whispering sweet nothings into their ears. And then they came out here and they pulled down their pants. And they're shoving around them pimi lilies. They were shoving around them and pimi lily.
Duncan, you want to tell us something?
No, he was just so normal. Not fazed. He wasn't fazed by this.
But yeah, I think the whole thing about the whole Cliff Central environment is that you become very acceptive and very tolerant of just how things are. Because
That's life.
Yeah. There's really nothing I can do about it. And everyone's just entitled to do whatever they want. And I'm just respecting that. And I'm...
I'm going to disrespect you now and say, damn, man, shit, whatever you're eating, stop it.
Yeah.
Because that shirt, man, that shirt is fighting for its life.
I don't know, did anyone see the video of me dancing on the
I saw it. Instagram? And all I saw was your belly shaking, bro.
Simba, he ain't heavy, he's my brother.
Okay.
You see, the thing about it is after, Casper, you should check out the Cliff Central.
It's a good video, yeah.
Instagram. I didn't like the way I looked. You know, I feel like my belly was all over the place, all over that video.
Your belly was twerking.
Yeah.
You know, people are going on about his belly and that. It's, if, you do know how lovely it is to hold you and to hug you? It feels like yummy. So, hey.
Hey. So, I mean. Hey, Casper, I think we should give this
I
to a room.
I am not hating. I am not hating. You feel great.
No, you want to give me a hug, Simba?
No, it's so cool, you can feel me. No, it's okay, man. I'll take her experience. I'll take Shireen's too.
Thank you, Simba.
Well, I'm going to tell you about my week.
Oh, so yeah, I guess what was your week and stuff, man?
Okay, let me tell you. What the hell? Is this thing playing backwards? Or was that part of the producing? Oh, no, that's English, right? This was my week. That is from a movie called Zootopia. It's an animated 3D movie from, I don't think of, maybe it's Pixar, I'm not sure.
Zootopia.
Is this the one?
With, it's with the fox and a rabbit, and it's all animals.
Idris Elba's playing
yeah,
a buffalo.
Yeah, he does it well.
Yeah, I saw that.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, loved it.
Downloaded it, didn't you?
You haven't seen it.
Casper, I promise you.
What did you think of Gary Shandling in that movie?
Gary Shandling was amazing.
He was, eh?
Whenever that guy...
What character did he play again?
That's the thing. He was playing such an elusive character.
Yeah.
You could never just put a picture on it.
Mr. Nobody.
Put a finger
yeah.
on it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You never saw him. You never heard him. But he did it so well.
That's the thing about him. Gary Hudson.
You sound like that clip that I've seen of that woman who the guy says to her, where are the pots? She says, I am the one that caused the pots to...
Have you seen it, Casper?
Yes.
It was something that was trending just on... the black community about
black community.
How certain black people can just break English, Casper, and just can't even construct a proper sentence. So this is what ask me where the pots are. So they were looking for pots.
My mama, where are the pots?
I don't know where the pots are. I did the things that cannot make the pots to be done.
That's what she said.
And then the guy goes, what did she say? And then everybody goes like, we don't know.
Where was this?
On where TV. On some local TV where it's called Step In. So if when there's someone who has an issue at home, the neighbors call the program and the program steps in and intervenes.
And she had a problem with pots.
Yeah,
the
like
pots didn't come.
They bought pots from this lady and she never bought them back. Never gave them to him.
I am the one that bought the pots, that made the pots to disappear.
The pots. Potty pots. So, that was a good movie. You can use it. Duncan saw it with Gary Shandling. I saw it.
Without Gary Shandling.
Without him. It was a good movie. Yeah, it's fine. I saw another one, though, another 3D one. And I enjoyed it more than Zootopia, I must say. I must confess. And he... Whee! Hey! What should this be, you think?
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Yeah. You saw it with the kid?
No, I can hear the Asian influence in the music, you know.
It's clever. Yeah.
And I just remembered, okay, what else is on the circuit? No, I downloaded Kung Fu Panda 3. While it fell outside my house, something like that.
Well, the DVD, the movie, the torrent.
Yeah, something like that.
Can you do that already?
Yeah, anyway, you can. But those Russians are really quick.
Yeah, but how do, what do you do for 3D? You look through a blue and a...
I just leave that out there.
Through a blue gel. Blue
gel. And then a red gel.
Yeah. Well, it's actually a very nice movie. I enjoyed it. So if you have children, or if you're a child's heart, if you have to choose between the two, go for the cooking for... Kung Fu Panda. Yeah. It's quite like a... Where is that? Kung Fu Fighting. What's that song?
Yeah, that one.
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
That's from Rush Hour.
No, it's before Rush Hour. They just used it in the soundtrack. Oh,
okay. But wasn't that... This was in this movie as well. I'm sure of it. Yeah, this sounds like credits, eh?
Yeah.
Like at the end of Rio or something. But it's Kung Fu Panda.
There we go.
Everyone, it's Kung Fu Fighting.
Yeah.
You can hear it. You can hear the influences. Mm-hmm. He's fucking... Yeah. He downloaded this guy.
Who? Wow.
What was it, an ice cream? I never saw it.
Which one?
Kung Fu Panda.
I haven't watched it myself.
It's just come out.
It's in my download folder.
It's nice. I liked it.
Fighting Panda, right?
You never watched Kung Fu Panda? Not even one? Ah, dude.
Ah, Duncan.
Duncan, how can
you... How do you say you fucking idiot in Zulu?
I don't want to swear to him.
Whisper.
How do you swear to him? Oh, you do.
I don't want to swear Duncan.
Whisper, my boy.
No, Duncan, no. How do you say you're a fucking idiot in Zulu?
Whispanga boy.
Whispanga boy.
Yes. Half of it disappeared. In them.
Don't put too much effort in them. That's the easiest way of saying the word. That's the easiest part of the word.
What?
The part. So just say whispanga.
Whispanga. I left the clip.
You're going to choke.
Yeah.
Whispanga.
Yeah?
Nearly?
Yeah.
Whispanga.
Yeah, try.
Yeah.
It's like with a little bit of an accent. Yeah. Zulu with an accent.
Whispanga.
Whispanga.
That's cute.
Whispanga. Yeah. Everyone out behind. Achter me aan. Whispanga. That was so
But I think
beautiful.
You'll enjoy Kung Fu Panda. If you just get yourself one and two, and then
yeah, you will. It's funny.
It's really is.
It's funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
It's
nice humor. And then, of course, yesterday. Oh my God! There he is. We put on our 3D IMAX glasses.
Is it a bird?
It wasn't.
Was it a plane?
We thought so, but alas, no.
Did he have a sandwich?
Okay.
We spun one.
Beautiful.
No, he had two bat ears and a red S because apparently they meshed now.
What? It's Batman, Spider-Man,
Zupta.
Oh,
Batman, Superman.
Yes.
What? But who had sex now?
Both of them
and with each other.
Oh yes.
And fantastic. Who got pregnant? What the fuck?
Do you know? Together they called Bat Soup.
Bat Soup.
Bat Soup. Ah. That's nice.
I heard about this. Is this for real? Is there really a movie?
It started yesterday and we were there.
And you, how was it? Was it just a waste of money? Or was it just great CGI? Your face.
I don't know which scene this was. I think this is the humorous scene. Because there was actually no humor in the movie. But there was a little bit. And it was Simba. If you a diehard Superman fan, diehard Batman fan, go see it. You have to. I mean, it's part of the legacy.
This weekend, I'm taking the wife to X-Men, the new one.
Oh, out on Sunday. Yeah. I saw the trailer in the Superman Batman movie yesterday. I saw the trailer of the X-Men. Looks interesting. Looks
yeah, like she's an X-Men fan. Like,
oh.
I think she'll cheat on me with the X-Men.
Okay.
That bad.
Well. I will wait for the DVD for that or the cloud, but Superman, I'm a big fan, so I had to go. And I always felt that Superman is better than Batman.
But But he is better than all of them. I mean, he can see he's through walls. He can fly into can space fly. And come back. And he can exactly. shoot lasers from his eyes. He's super strong. He can hear. I mean, why does he have women problems if he can hear what people are thinking?
Exactly. But they call this movie Man versus God.
What?
So, like, Superman is the God. Batman is the man.
Yeah, because Batman's the rich dude who's bored.
Yeah. So they fight each other, and then they unite and fight Lex Luthor, who's now all of a sudden also a baddie for Batman, because Batman usually have...
Yeah, he's got the Joker or someone trying to get him.
There it becomes complicated with this movie, because I would have liked to have seen some kind of summary.
Some new villain.
Yes, like
a summary of... Because they start from the start. They start from the start again. They start from Batman seeing his father and mother being murdered.
He's in the streets.
They start Superman a bit later, but he's there and he all of a sudden appeared and he helped the human race. But then they don't show the Joker or Penguin or whoever in the past of Batman. They jump over him. Yeah, the Penguin was Danny DeVito.
Yeah, Penguin was real nasty, man.
They should have done that to because they were sort of redigesting exactly, yes. the whole thing.
Brought him back.
They didn't do that. So it is as if Batman has got no fucking enemies and it's just Lex Luthor. And Lex Luthor played himself like the Joker, which is also a bit of a problem.
Sounds like a great idea, but terrible execution.
On the table.
No,
yeah.
But I think it ended up looking like Lex didn't take his medication.
He did. Yeah, he was like that, you know, yeah. Like a horse on helium.
So he watched it IMAX 3D.
I can tell you the CGI, the sound,
brilliant.
Fantastic. It's a long movie. It's fantastic. I didn't realize it. I was just sitting there. And I realized afterwards that actually I bought Imodiums because I was scared that I'm going to cuck when Batman appears with a loud
you
bang.
You just got to solidify some stuff.
Got to drink the Imodiums. It's for not diarrhea, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
And I forgot them on the seat.
You left, so someone's got free Imodium.
But you know what's worse? When you buy Imodium, they put your name on the box.
Oh, shit. So someone knows.
Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Literally.
That is Imodium's fucking slogan. Oh, shit.
Let's hope someone doesn't think it's
Imodium time.
Was it the tablet?
Yeah. My name is on it.
Oh, so the next one thinks it's crack and opens the tablet and takes a shot.
Yeah. Shit for 3 weeks. But, so someone sat on my seat after my showing. And saw Casper was drinking Imodiums, or wanted to.
That's terrible.
That's, eh? Anyway, so yeah, if you want to see Batman against, what's his name? Batman against Superman?
Bat Soup.
I would recommend it, but I've got some problems. Let me just see. Oh, there's no Superman tune either. I wrote some things down here. There's no Superman. The...
Then he comes flying through the clouds.
No tune.
And his hair doesn't move. I don't know what type of gel he's using.
Yeah, but it's Krypton gel.
Okay, probably. Probably got some out of
from the planet, not the Kryptonite. But the music was like this most of the time, so it's like freaky.
I like this. This I like.
This you will put on for atmosphere, for a party.
Yes. As you walk in my house.
Yes. Okay, people, welcome. Enjoy yourselves. Here we go.
And you know if you got that proper bass, you know, that proper subwoofer.
Yeah. Ooh. Because in IMAX, that thing... Yeah,
shit. Sounds like a mistake. How did Hannes react? Because I know he's also a big Superman fan.
Who?
Hannes.
Hannes loved it. Hannes loved it. And Alan was there as well. He's also a big Superman fan. Remember we had the Superman face-off?
Oh,
Alan Committee?
Yes.
So they all enjoyed it and we all had our reservations. One of them... But I don't want to tell
too
everything
much,
because people must see the movie first. So I'm going to give away some of the weak plot points that we discussed afterwards over a bubbling glass of McDonald's Coke. I'm going to leave that for the people.
Did you go to Cradlestone?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure out. There are only like a handful of IMAX cinemas in Gauteng.
Yeah.
Casper, I think we should start talking about Superwoman or Batwoman.
There was a Wonder Woman. I forgot. There's just a Wonder Woman.
Include She-Man here over
here. She-Man
She's totally just checked out. Like
Batwoman was amazing.
There's a Wonder Woman all of a sudden from nowhere. She looks like the nanny on crack.
Oh my God! Which one, was this the Bat Cat Lady one?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
I wonder who she could be.
She's Wonder Woman.
Yeah. And she looks like
there's
she's
no
crack.
Bad girl, no Super Girl, no what girl? It is Wonder Woman.
Was she hot?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, how can I know?
You know.
Wonder Woman has been she around is forever.
Wonder Woman, yeah, but she was named in the movie. So she's from the Amazon to start off.
Apparently, yeah.
So it'll suit. She will suit you, Simba, because you're tall.
No, but I don't want her from. I just want to know
she's a
hot.
Tall, strong woman.
I got one outside.
I know.
Trying to get me in trouble.
There's a man outside. There's a man outside. What are you talking about?
Ah!
They left. Is that your woman?
Our guest is here, CJ Demoy.
They left.
Remember?
CJ?
Demoy.
Oh!
Remember years ago, we were on the phone with him in England and he told about his. He was homeless.
Yes, that guy.
It's him.
That amazing story.
That's him.
Done well for himself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk to him about that again because that was on the phone from UK. So now he's here live. He's in South Africa. And I said, come to the show, CJ. Let me just put off this fucking Batman stuff because it's really starting to scare me, eh? I discovered absolutely...
What? Because my wife's not here. Let's talk about this. What? Imagine a 3D IMAX porn movie.
With superheroes.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That is something someone needs to invest in. I don't have the type of money.
Yeah.
Imagine that, Duncan.
But who's going to clean up the theaters after?
Yeah, that's another problem. You're going to like cling wrap the whole place.
Yeah. Put them on cling wrap.
I'm just thinking that's a great idea. I mean, apparently there's 4D coming out now.
Or you smell, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's for the smell now.
Yeah, and bumping.
Yeah,
yeah. So I wonder how that's going to be.
It's going to be freaky, man.
Because usually it's about 10 to 15 minutes in a theme park like Walt Disney World.
Yes.
You get that.
The ant one, eh?
I went on the
ant one.
The bug's life. Or what?
Yeah, bug's life. I went to the bug's life.
Yeah, when
the stink bug
and you're in your back, they sting you. But I mean, can one sit through that for an hour and a half? I wonder.
I also wonder.
Yes.
I think you would because that whole experience, it's like being alive and being a part of the movie.
No, but I think they'll do it like 3D because 3D isn't 3D all the way. It's just certain scenes.
Yeah.
Like when the bullet is coming or the explosion. Or
and then they must have that effect. Yeah.
Then it goes back to like normal 2D.
Okay.
Then, yeah.
So you're right up the WeChat, say.
Yes.
Goeiemore. Casper Radio Team.
Yes.
Thanks, Rita.
Hello, Rita. So, and I guess enjoying a Goa Savannah.
Ooh.
And Leicestering na yo wonderlike mensa.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you,
that.
Sarita, and it's and Duncan. Thank you for you gave him some alcohol, I think, for his birthday.
No, bye. Thank you. Weer ook, Sarita. Yes, the beste.
Beste.
That's all he needs. Is
the
Afrikaans is well improved, man.
He's really trying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now you messed
gay.
It up. Now you
that's a bit gay. Absolutely.
Now you just messed it up. You're on a roll. I was really impressed.
Wanted to say, so could you please, Duncan, here it is, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice with Wonder Woman. Good movie. Go see it.
Absolutely.
But you might be disappointed. Zulu, please.
Ngintsheleni balaleli, uBatman noSuperman omusha sekaphumile. Ungayombheka khona lapha eIMAX Cradle Store. Ziyakhipha, mara wena uzobona ukuthi ucabangani ngayo.
Beautiful. I said exactly what you said. I don't know about Cradle Store, but Cradle Stone.
That was nice.
You know them. Where are the ports?
Very nice.
I think it's to be done. It's been made.
I've discovered a new band called Mike Snow, but they're old. But I didn't know about them. It's so nice. This is the 2016 release. Shemaine?
Don't know them. Mike Snow. No.
Swedish. Never knew about them.
Mm-mm.
We're going to play bits of them throughout the show.
Good.
But listen to this. I quite like that sound. It sounds like Batman trying to go to the toilet. Huh? Don't you think?
I wouldn't agree with you, Casper. That was a very beautiful, beautiful song.
But I love it.
Yeah, great song.
But Batman in this movie, he's now got a vocal thing on his. They show that when he talks, so he's got a thing that he puts on, and it sounds as if that thing broke with that with this one. But it doesn't matter. I like Mike Snow. Mike Snow is fantastic. But you write it MIIKE!!W. Okay, one more story before we go on to Simba. I just want to tell you that I went for a... Can you see that my beard is nice and...
Absolutely.
Huh?
Looking, loving it.
Looks
loving
good, it. Man. Looks good.
So, I went to this place. There's a new hairdresser in Cradlestone.
Yeah, Cradlestone.
And I went in there, and there was this young guy who looked like, you know, he was just going for ISIS or just came back from a tour of ISIS. But friendly.
Did you say but friendly?
But friendly, yes, it's a gay ISIS.
Only
gay ISIS.
Only
we are butt friendly. So
sign up now.
Sign up, so, and we'll show you bombs you've never seen before. Don't kill yourself over things.
Butt friendliness,
butt cleanliness. ISIS, we're here for you. So he sat me down, and then. Luckily, there was no one in the shop except for me, because he took some cream like this, and then he slapped me like this, and then he started doing this to my
shirt. Massaging it, yeah.
Yeah, so I got my eyes closed, because I thought this is going to look so funny, but I couldn't feel him laughing. But he was doing this with some kind of a cream. And then he was quiet. I didn't know what he did. I closed my eyes because I thought maybe this is the end. And then he came again. Whap! And I thought, God, can I hear people giggling? No, so I'm alone. And he goes, again. And then he was so rigorously that he took my lower lip with one of the, you know,
snap.
And I said, sorry. No, I said, sorry. And then he started shaving with those knives that you always see in a movie.
Yeah, the razors, yeah, the blades.
Like, he takes your head, forehead, puts it back.
He grabs it.
Bling, the knife. And then it comes.
That time, because of that, yeah, I believe in Allah.
Yeah. Mo, give me some more. Oh, there's a shop in Cradlestone with Christian t-shirts, which I found quite strange.
Just t-shirts of Christians.
But Christian t-shirts. But they also have the Israeli flag there. So I don't know what the fuck that is doing in a Christian shop.
I guess it's a religious store.
Well, they say Christian teas. So I thought we should start one with Islam teas.
Yeah.
Now that I said Mo, I thought about that.
No, you could probably do that and you'd probably make a lot of money.
What would the shirt say?
Yo, Mo.
Is that what the shirt would say?
No, that's what we will write on the t-shirt. Yo, Mo. Allah, world. Huh?
That sounds cute.
It's cute.
Yeah.
What else?
I have Muslim friends. I'm going to keep quiet.
Why are they so? Haven't they got a fucking sense of humor?
No.
That's the worst thing you could say.
No, that the one. I'm talking about this one neighbor. He doesn't. Oh my God, he's such like a tight ass. Oh.
But what kind of t-shirt can we give him? Hey, tight ass.
He doesn't even wear t-shirts. He wears his traditional outfits every day.
Ah.
Like that long,
the curtain raiser,
that long thing, whatever you call it.
Yeah, you know what? I've become so fat that I've asked Mariki, who makes my clothes, to make me those clothes. I want to walk around in Muslim clothes because it's nice, rocker.
And it covers you. If you
I know.
It's good looking stuff. You know, the one I want, it's not the Muslim one. It's more that Arab one, ones those sheiks wear in Dubai. You know, I like that. That shit is fly. You know, I want one of those outfits with that little thing they put on their heads for the sun.
Oh, yeah. That'll be nice. Oh, another one I just thought of for the T-shirt. Baby, you don't need a burger.
Yeah.
Huh?
Duncan, you don't need no burger. Damn, my son.
Double cheeseburger.
Absolutely. That's what I need.
You see, the problem I have with Duncan's weight is that when I met Duncan a couple of years ago, he did not look like that.
No, he didn't.
Like, he was slim.
No, but then he saw all this gluttony. He saw the sexual perversion happening here, and he gave himself to it. And this is what people in hell looks like.
Chubby.
I'm just worried about him. That's all, you know. It can't be good for your heart.
Oh, let me just go back to the ISIS shaver. So, we finished that. He finished me, and he did it so well. And you know how much he charged me? Except for my life, which I think I would pay for my life. I didn't. 70 rand.
That's a lot.
For a shave?
That's cheap.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but...
Are you white people getting robbed, man?
Considering that he was...
You white people getting robbed. You don't even know it. You're like, it's cheap. Like,
I thought it's going to be like 200 rand, and it's 70.
So you guys will actually pay 200 rand for that?
I was so scared I would.
Oh, man.
Just look, to get away.
He wasn't using ordinary machine clippers. He was using that fancy razor. So
dude.
It's a craft.
So it's a craft.
I know. I've got a friend. He's from Cameroon. In Cameroon, he's like the Cameroon hair barber champion.
Yeah,
whatever.
But how much does he charge?
I mean, for you, man, I'll hook you up $50, dude.
Okay.
But he's black, you see.
No, he knows. He does white people. He does everything. It's hair, man. Hair is hair. You just need to know how it behaves. That's all. Coarse hair, straight hair.
Well,
if
this
one. You understand how it behaves.
Service that's coming from a black person should be cheaper.
No, I'm saying that we as black people, when you go cut your hair with the machine, versus if Casper cuts his hair with the machine, what's the price difference? There's more than 100 rand price difference, but it's the same skill.
Oh my God, my phone is ringing.
Fucking Angry Birds.
It's Johannesburg. I can't answer now.
Do it. I triple dare you.
Hello, Casper. Ek is net op die lug. Hello? Fine, who's speaking?
Loudspeaker.
Okay, wait, just hang on a minute. Speak?
Spock.
We just did your online shopping, Nevin. I was checking the time when you were supposed to come and pick your order.
Yeah.
Then we're closing at 1:45. Can you quickly maybe try to come and pick it up?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're closing at 1:45. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling. I'm going to do that. I'll be there before 1:45. Okay.
Okay.
I will be there. Yeah. Thank you. Bye. So you see, it's good that I picked this up.
It's pick and pay.
So you shop, they pack it for you, and you just collect it.
That's vulnerable.
Yeah, and so she said they're closing.
I'm going to do that. I mean, I don't want to walk around those aisles looking for shit. Just go click category. Mm. I want tomato this, I want that, I want...
Boom. And then you save it.
And then you...
And every time you go back on the internet, you have your list.
Oh, cool, man.
And you just add one or two things. They shop it for you.
That's smart shopping, man.
You see.
I don't
pick and pay smart shop. I've got a card that says pick and pay smart.
I don't want to be
smart shopper.
Going
that's
to
a
aisles and
Jewish one.
Other people's naughty children like rubbing up against me.
Mommy, I want it.
Oh, some people's kids are nasty, man.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, wipe your kid's face.
Pick and pay online shopper and collect it.
Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna try.
They
also do delivery as well, don't they? They have a delivery service.
They have a delivery as well. But not where I stay, because I stay there and they will never find me.
Jy sê maar plotter. Gepraat van waar jy bly. Wat was daai vuur wat jy gemaak het?
Oh, that was there's a fire on my stoop.
Sommer net.
Sommer
net.
Yes.
You made a fire on your stoop.
Yeah, I made a bit of a mistake, so I had to close all my windows quickly. Because the whole house looked like a special effect. Inside with all the smoke.
The smoke went, or it got caught underneath the roof.
Yeah.
It just went,
But it was nice. No, I made it on the stoop.
But it lekker gelijk.
It was very nice. It was a bit cold, so I made a fire. And one of these days I'm going to make a...
Poiki.
I've done that. What do you call that thing inside a house where they have the fire and the wood?
Fireplace.
Yes.
Oh, gaan jy vir jou ene laat bou?
Ek het een.
Well, okay, great.
I'm going to make a fire.
And this thing's going to light it up.
But the people of the place warns me that there are bats inside. So I must just... When do bats go away? At night.
At night, yeah.
So I'm going to start lighting it at night. So they
can fly out, yeah.
Maar jy moet kyk of jy 'n skoorsteen skoonmaker kan kry.
'N skoonsteen.
'N skoorsteen.
Wat is 'n skoonsteen?
'N skoorsteen. It's a chimney sweeper first.
Why
does
it say that?
Chimney.
I did. That would be the best. I mean, because jy weet, you don't know how...
How many?
Long ago they used it or anything. So that would be a good start.
Yeah, but I love fireplaces. That's like the most romantic.
It's so nice. Can't wait for it.
You know how I started off? Because I'm lazy. You know, because, you know, as royalty, I couldn't bring all my royal people with me.
With you, yeah. They're still on the island.
Fire. Yeah.
Yes.
So what I do is, because I'm lazy as fuck, I buy a can of any aerosol. And then I spray like the wood. And then,
oh, my God.
And then I light like a newspaper, stick in the middle. And I as it's lit, I sprayed and it goes boom.
Yeah.
Then it's one time it's done. Instead of fighting with one little twig here.
Yeah. One time it's gone. The roof is gone. Walls are gone.
Hey, man. Too much aerosol, maybe. But it's also cool. It looks cool. Like a movie. Like a flamethrower. Then.
But Simba, I must quickly catch up with you. Yeah. So are you boxing now?
No. Kind of. I do some bit of fighting for training. But that was for the casual day campaign.
It's more like for exercise.
Yes. Yeah. So that shoot you saw was for casual day.
But you mustn't start boxing because you're too intelligent. You're going to lose. You're going to lose brain cells.
You don't know anyone who would say that. Other people are like, no difference. Go box, man. So thank you for that compliment.
Did you enjoy Creed, Duncan?
Yeah, Creed was...
Was it one of the best moments of your life?
Best. Well... It was very inspiring because I did want to become a boxer after that, watching that movie.
Did you see Creed, Simba?
No, I haven't. I've got it in my download folder.
In your torrent folder.
Yeah, what I do is I line them up like about 50 torrents. And that line, my line is like forever just downloading. I don't even watch some of the stuff. So for other people. So if you want something, just...
Okay, people listening in on the internet, the... Ministry of Self-Defense and the Home Security.
Everyone.
His name is Simba Kozo.
I've hooked up the Guptas with some Microsoft Office Suite, you know.
Oh, my God. Well, you can watch Creed. It's commercial, but it's nice.
So it looks like a movie that's going to be a sequel of it. It looks like it's going to be like a brand like Rocky became. It's going to be Creed 2, Creed...
Yeah, Creed can go on for a while.
Yeah. Like Rocky, yeah?
Yeah, Rocky nearly died, but then he didn't.
But all his fights nearly died.
Yeah, but in this movie as well. It's like... And then he didn't.
What's his wife's name in Rocky?
Adrian.
Yeah. And he goes, Adrian! And he gets up, he gets his power from nowhere.
Yeah.
Do you think that thing really exists? You know how in movies, like the good end. Guy, he's just been beaten up to the lowest form. Then he starts thinking about things that happened in the past.
And then he gets power from nowhere.
He starts getting his strength. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I think you black out.
No, that's bullshit, man. There's nothing like that. I mean, if you get beat, you get beat. Wait, so it's not like you keep it in your pocket. Take a power pill.
Yeah. Asterix.
You know what I mean? Nah, come on. It's not like Popeye had like spinach in his... Nah, come on.
So there's no such thing.
I don't think I've never
when
seen
When you're down, you're down.
I mean,
you can never think about how... Say now you're in a car accident, Casper. Then now you can't stand up, but you need to go save Elfrieda somewhere. And then you're like, oh, and then you start thinking about all the good times you had with Elfrieda.
You haven't got time for that shit.
You would have saved her already.
You can't have a little video going in your mind.
So that stuff in the movies is just lies.
The videos afterwards.
Yeah, of them like...
Of when either the dog is dead or you rescued the dog, then you can sit down and go, I remember this.
You, yeah.
And I remember that.
No, absolutely. So it's cuck.
I think it's cuck. But listen...
It's good entertainment.
Who am I?
It's great entertainment.
Who am I to say?
Everyone loves the underdog. Everybody.
We do. Oh, listen. Here's Mike Snow again. I'm going to play a bit of Mike Snow, and then we'll bring in our extra special guest, CJ Nemoy. How's that?
Yeah, please do.
So, the time has come for our
extra special
guest. Can you hear well? at CJ De Moy, all the way from the UK. Hello, CJ. Can you hear okay?
I can hear perfectly well. Thank you, Casper.
Ah, nice having you here in the flesh.
Well, so to speak.
Ah, welcome.
Thank you. Lovely to be here. I was driving in from the airport and I was saying to the taxi driver, it's so wonderful to be back in South Africa. I love this place. It's so nice to be back. And then I fainted from the heat.
Really?
Absolutely. I think I just passed out in the taxi. It was too hot.
Oh, but you had a very rough week. You were running marathons and breaking legs. And
I was running marathons. I snapped one of my ankles. Hopefully it's healing because 2 days after I get back, I'm running another marathon. And then I've got London Marathon in 4 weeks. So that's going to be fun.
That is for yourself or for charity?
I'm running London Marathon for charity. All the others are just for myself, just for training, fun, keep fit, keep my waistline down. You'd know about that.
Unfortunately, yes. I tried a marathon once and I sort of, I didn't even give up, I threw up.
Well.
And that was it. But, no, I saw, and then you were wounded or you broke a fucking tendon or something.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that very fit people suffer sometimes, where us unfit people don't. I just saw on Survivor, there's a new Survivor out in America, and the very fit woman and the very fit, good-looking man fainted.
Yeah.
With heat exhaustion or something. And the others, the fatties, they went on.
I think some of it is that we, when you get to a certain fitness level, you like to push yourself more and you start to maybe suffer more. I mean, my problem is I'm very slim and I tend to get a lot of injuries. But the good news is, the flip side is, I recover very quickly.
Yeah.
It doesn't take me long. I mean, I sprained my foot quite badly.
And it's not going to take forever.
No, and it took 4 days to recover. Yeah. So I'm fine.
Oh, good.
Wow.
So you said he's slim, but in Afrikaans, that word means intelligent, because he's intelligent as well. Yeah. Because how I got to know CJ is on television. I was in London watching, I think it was Euro soccer or something in my hotel room. And then I can't remember what happened. I think the people in the pub downstairs irritated me because there's a pub downstairs. They were very loud and I sort of switched to another channel. And there was this program called Eggheads. It's quite a couple of years ago. And that is like a quiz show on the BBC where they've got all these very, very good quiz people who have won in a lot of quiz games together against a team that then enters a five. And it's day by day.
Yeah, absolutely, every day.
And that's how I got to know you. So then,
so what you're saying is you only got to know me because somebody else annoyed you.
Isn't that life?
Yeah, I'm just one of life's rejects, aren't I? I'm the person you come to when your first choice is rejected.
Well, we're going to talk about that as well, because when he spoke to me on the phone I don't know how we got to know each other. Twitter?
It was Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, and then I spoke to him on the phone. He was starting up in a Shakespeare play or something. And then he told his very heartbreaking story before Eggheads. So he suffered a lot with all kinds of nonsense in his life. But we'll hear about that as well. Won't we, Joseph? Am I right? Is it Joseph?
My middle name is Joseph, yes.
Okay.
Which reminds me that you asked me Nelson Mandela's middle name and I couldn't remember.
Yeah. I asked you a couple of questions on that
Roli
program.
It's Roli Hlahla.
No, shut Papa.
It's Roli Hlahla.
Oh, really? I say that again so I'll get the pronunciation right.
Roli Hlahla. I want to hear you say it, man.
Roli Hlahla.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Shla. Roli Hlahla.
Then Dali Bunga is the other one?
Dali Bunga?
That's his other middle name.
I think you're talking about David Beckham.
We ask you a couple of questions on that show. I want to know if you can remember, because a lot of it is good memory.
Oh.
Isn't it?
The quizzes. I forget.
But isn't that? Or do you actually have to be it's super intelligent?
No, I mean, I think intelligence got very little to do with it. Memory is the main thing, because what differentiates very good quizzes from normal quizzes? It's not actually knowing the stuff, because everyone knows it. The brain can take in infinite amounts of information. It's recalling it. It's remembering it. It's being able to be asked the question and know the answer instantly. So yes, memory has got so much to do with it. The great chess player Bobby Fischer always said, even though he was very intelligent, memory was the most important thing to being a champion chess player. And fortunately, I've got a good memory. If I want to remember something, I can.
Yeah. So do you remember this question? What is the cured meat called in South Africa?
Biltong.
Yeah. You didn't know that question the last time.
You know.
Wow. And I would love some right now.
It's too salty. Now, right
well,
now.
It depends which one you get. It's all different types. I've had chicken biltong. Have you had
Oh,
that?
My God. No.
Biltong, it's lovely.
They biltong really? Anything yes. and everything.
Shark biltong. It's lovely.
What do they do? Do they hang up the meat?
Yeah, I guess. So true.
I don't know. You normally hang it because it has to dry with air and I don't know. And it has to be done over a few days. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Because the bacon biltong was a bit chewy.
If you put it flat, it will, you know, it'll cook on the one side underneath. So it needs
to hang there.
Then there's some type of temperature that needs to be monitored within that. Environment with a usually you can buy the biltong maker for macro or whatever, and it's like for about 400 rand. And you put it in your kitchen counter, and you can be a biltong maker.
But why doesn't biltong work overseas in Europe? And why do they suffer so much to make it?
I think maybe
they
humidity.
Do now. They do make it
I don't
now
know.
With all these the sachets all over and the machines.
But because of the machines, because in the past you couldn't get biltong. That's the one thing South Africans used to say, oh, I'm longing for biltong.
I don't know whether we knew how to make it.
So we're speaking to CJ De Mooy. He is an extraordinary quiz champion from the United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Please, in Zulu.
Balaleli namhlanje sibhlome no Steve Kompela. And lo Steve Kompela lona ubuya laphaya eLondon and udume ngama ngimdlalo nyana yembuzo nyana
CJ De Mooy
igama lakhe uCJ De Mooy muhle nyana naye ngathi maruthat nabafana mara myeke.
We don't know what the fuck to say. You could be talking a lot of shit now.
No, I'm just translating for my nation.
So whenever someone struggles with your name, I've worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
The British or English people, it's just the word more.
Yep.
More with a hay.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
More hay.
Moy, yeah.
Moy. And then it's moy. So it's moy.
Moy.
You got the accent on the more.
Although if I'm in Britain, I just say mooey because nobody can pronounce it.
Yeah, I know. But that's why I thought the right pronunciation phonetically, moy.
Moy.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's very impressive, isn't it?
Because they said mooey. And I always go, no, it's not muy. So those people, you were sitting there, the eggheads,
yes.
Are they nice people? Are they eccentric people?
Oh, I think everybody's eccentric in their own way, aren't they?
I am.
Yeah, I mean a couple of the eggheads I get on very, very well with. I mean, wonderful Daphne, who retired a few years ago.
Oh, did she retire?
Yeah, she left about 4 years ago, but I absolutely adored her. We got on so well. But the thing is, I don't see them very often now because... when they're filming, sometimes I can do it, sometimes I'm acting, so I have to miss the filming block. So my involvement with the show now is actually getting quite slim.
But you're still there.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm still
it's
involved.
It's still going on, eh?
It's still going on. I think it's been commissioned for at least another couple of years.
Okay, fantastic.
Hopefully I'll be involved with it, but you never know.
Yeah, I try to watch it over the years all the time. Sometimes you get the BBC player and I watch it there.
Yeah.
Or I... watch it on YouTube. They've got episodes there. So if you want to see CJ in action, go to YouTube and just type in Eggheads or CJ De Mooy. I try to look for stuff, highlights and stuff, but I've got Wi-Fi problems at the moment.
Oh.
So I couldn't make a nice package for you.
I'm sure you've got a nice package for anybody who asks.
I will.
Oh,
I have. Okay. I am. I will. You see what he does?
No, I see him batting his eyelids.
So we're going to go back into your past as well.
Yes, please. Because your story is amazing.
Okay. Now you start then.
Okay, CJ, if you could please just, you know, enlighten our listeners on your amazing journey from the streets to now.
I think my...
I'll quote from the book.
Please.
He's got a book out.
Yeah, he's also got a book.
Please in Zulu.
First in English, my journey from the streets to the screen.
Yeah, Zulu.
Indlela yam from...
From?
Yeah,
not
sorry.
From.
Indlela yam kusuge mkatweni we utilivi.
Utilivi.
There's no TV in Zulu, man. TV.
Screen, not TV.
Help me out, Shaman.
Oh, no, I use on TV as well. Yeah, you're right.
What? Okay. I'm looking for TV. TV is TV.
Yeah.
So you wrote a book called CJ, The Autobiography of CJ de Moy. And
imaginative title, wasn't it?
Very nice. Yeah, but it tells you what it's direct. It's not pancake recipes inside. Yeah. That's what's important. You must sign the... Oh, you have. Oh, thank you. So this book is available on Kindle. Mm-hmm. And I have got a hard copy in my hand here. Oh, thank you. And he signed it for me. I'm going to sell this on eBay. And this is your story. So, yeah, sorry, I interrupted. Continue. What's your story?
Well, I grew up in the north of England in what was, to be honest, a very violent, prejudiced, homophobic household. And I realized from a very early age it wasn't somewhere I was comfortable. And at the age of 17, I left. Walked out into a thunderstorm with no possessions and started sleeping on the streets for 3 years.
Walked out of where?
The house? The house where I was living with... I don't call it a home because it wasn't. It was just a house I was living with people I was related to.
So you must just have been happy that you just found yourself to be a human being.
Yes.
And just having this human experience. And the fact that you came from such a shitty background didn't matter to you anymore.
No, I mean, I am my own person. I don't let my background, I don't let other people, I don't let my experiences define me. I'm responsible for my own actions. I'm responsible for my own life.
How do you live for 3 years on the street as a teenager without getting into, you know, bad habits, etc.?
This was a problem. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could have been taken in by drugs, alcohol. I did things I wasn't proud of. I had to steal. I was forced into prostitution. But I spent 3 years begging, sleeping on the streets in London, Amsterdam, and briefly in Cologne. But I had no alternative. Everywhere I turned, I couldn't get any help. I didn't have anything to do, but I kept thinking I deserved something more. I deserved to live. I deserved a life. So I was just going to keep going. I wasn't going to give in. I wasn't going to accept bad habits, which could have destroyed my life. I thought there was going to be something better for me, and I just kept going.
So, Sidra, what's your gut feel when you see beggars? I mean, I'm sure you've seen many here, but just in general, what's the first thing that comes to mind emotionally or spiritually? I don't know.
Sadness. I do a lot of work in Britain with homeless charities. That's something I actually want to do in South Africa as well. I'm a patron of some homeless and HIV charities in Britain. I want to do that in South Africa. And you look at these people who are on the streets with nowhere else to turn. And you think, here we are in 21st century in affluent countries, Britain and South Africa, and we cannot support people who are falling through the cracks. There's plenty of money around if we wanted to help these people. Of course, some of them don't want help. Some of them want to just disappear. But in Britain, which is such a rich country, we allow thousands and thousands of people, including children, to sleep on the streets of London every single night, and nobody cares. And I have a go at the government all the time. And the problem is, if you're sleeping on the streets and you're homeless, you don't have an address, you don't have a vote, as far as they're concerned, you don't matter.
Oh, snap. So are you saying that there's enough homes in the world to shelter everyone?
In Britain, we have, it's estimated, 950,000 people who are designated, who are officially classed as homeless with no permanent roof over their heads. There are 1.1 million empty houses. That's not office buildings, that's not department stores or anything. That's houses, empty houses. The GDP in Britain is about £1.6 trillion. It would take 0.0004% of 1 year of that to bring all the housing in Britain up to code and house every single one of those 900,000 people, but no government's willing to spend the money.
Wow.
What about the EFF? How do you think they could help your guys' cause?
Does he know about South Africa yet?
First of all,
he's just arrived. You know, ask him.
Do you know about the EFF?
No, please tell me.
It's a local party. It's called the stands for the Economic Freedom Front, which basically is the party for the poor. Mm-hmm. The basic man on the street who doesn't have shelter, who doesn't even have the qualifications to find a job. So I'm just thinking here, is there a revolutionary party or some kind of an organization in Britain that's just taking the bulls by the balls or the horns?
The problem is, in Britain, we have a very much separation between Parliament and the people. Because even the
Queen! Do you want some tea from the Queen?
Oh, what a complete irrelevance she is.
the Duncan, don't be.
We're having a good conversation.
No, I like interrupting you.
I like the Royals. I like the ski pictures. Sorry.
The problem is Duncan. we have political parties that are very much for equality, are very much for helping everybody, but they are very small. They are parties like the Greens. But the problem is there's so much separation between them and the normal people because virtually every MP, everybody in politics, is a multimillionaire. How can they possibly relate to people sleeping on the streets? Mm. I have volunteered with HIV charities for decades now. I was even volunteering with my first one while I was still sleeping on the streets because I saw that their need was greater than mine. But no government has ever put in the money that's needed. HIV is just a disease like any other, but you have so many political parties. In Britain, we had Thatcher in the 80s. In America, you had Reagan in the 90s. In South Africa, you had...
What's his name?
Tambo. Was it
Tambo, yeah.
It was Tabo Mbeki denying about HIV.
Absolutely.
That's all right.
These governments, if they'd just come together, acknowledged the problem, this disease could have been virtually eradicated by now. But because there's stigma, because people don't like to face up to it, it's still there. And this is the problem with homelessness. If people would just face up to it, make a concerted effort, we could get rid of it in a few years.
I remember that you wanted to do a program on it. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the BBC did another one.
Yep.
And I never watched it. What happened? Out of protest, because I knew you were busy planning one.
Yes.
What happened there?
I suggested this program idea to the BBC where a couple of celebrities, including myself, would sleep rough for a few days just to get the full experience. And they said, no, we're not interested, not something we want to do, nice idea, but we're not going to do it. 2 or 3 years later, the program was made, I wasn't even consulted, I wasn't brought in to do it, they just took my idea and went ahead and did it. And as far as I know, out of all the so-called celebrities in Britain, I am the only one who has actually spent a long time sleeping rough. But the problem is, I think with the BBC, homelessness is an issue, but like the governments, they don't like to face up to it. So it's more entertainment rather than raising social concerns.
Make it more glossy.
Oh, yes. I mean, you had a few celebrities sleeping out. And yes, they would talk to homeless people, but it was called, Rich, Famous and Homeless. The emphasis that these were rich people and they were doing it. Oh, aren't we noble for doing this? Aren't we really... putting forward the point. No, because you've got no personal experience of it.
It's like those pictures you see on social media where people go and help those in need. For example, giving food. Why do you need to take a photo of it? Just do it.
Absolutely.
I think that's what the program was probably saying. Mm-hmm. Look at us. We did it. Well, we're so good. And the other question I have for you is like with your relatives, right? The ones you grew up with, obviously. Do they come to you now and say, hey...
I have had no contact with those people in 25 years, nor do I want any for the rest of my life.
Okay.
What is the terrible thing that they did? I mean, surely the Bible does talk about forgiveness, and because the only way into the doors to see your Father in heaven is through forgiveness, because He's forgiven you for all your sins. I mean...
Even if I believed in any of that, the only way I would ever see my Father is with a very powerful telescope because he'll be burning in the fires of hell.
Nice answer.
Does that answer your question?
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
And CJ, how did you then move from the street into a job that is, you know...
I had the most unbelievable stroke of luck. I mean, I think in my life I have had three amazing chances, completely undeservedly lucky. And the first of these was getting off the streets because I was begging outside a bar in Cologne in Germany. And it was a Friday night.
I wanted to say when you ended, I could smell you were from Cologne. Sorry, I had to get that one out. Continue.
So all because of that shave you had, isn't it? You can't help yourself with little gay isis.
Oh, yeah, listen to the shave.
Little gay isis.
And I was begging outside this bar in Cologne, and this man came up to me and said, have you ever thought about being a model? Now, here I was, having slept on the streets for 3 years, not in the best of shape, not in the best of looks, and I thought, oh, yes, what are you after?
Yeah.
And it turns out he was completely genuine. And he said, look, I have a modelling agency in Dusseldorf. Please come along on Monday morning. We'll talk about getting you a job. Here's 100 Deutschmarks. He gave me a note that if you don't want to come, keep the money and the best of luck to you. I went to his office the next 3 days later, He was completely genuine, and I stayed working with him for nearly 5 years.
Wow.
Absolutely wow. So amazing stroke luck. Of luck. Absolutely.
Yeah. What do they call those people? Scouts?
Sangomas.
See, no, man.
Hey!
Oh, but what is a Sangoma, do you know?
No.
Tell him.
Sangoma is someone who practices, I wouldn't say good witchcraft.
Practices, man. He administers it.
They administer, I don't want to say witchcraft, but in the supernatural, talking to ancestors.
It's very big here.
A shaman?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. To a certain extent.
Shaman.
Shaman.
But you were named after a shaman, weren't you?
No.
Oh, I thought shaman and then they made Shemaine. It E, shaman.
No. I was named after a boy. My name means boy.
Oh,
girl.
Shaman.
Oh, sorry, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, it's very big here. You go and you go into the bush.
The bush. They've got offices now.
Oh.
2016.
Yeah.
They've got email accounts. They've got websites.
If your Wi-Fi was working, you'd know.
Exactly. I would know. So, okay, you go into the fucking office.
And it's consultation and room.
And then he gives you some powder of what? Rhino horn.
No, that's illegal. Wrong continent.
So am I? You say you believe in this.
You've got this.
Do you believe in this?
I believe there's superpowers out there. I wouldn't say I believe in it.
No, but I mean these
Sangomas. I believe people can talk to the ancestors, yes.
Well, you became so serious when you answered that.
He was. Yeah, he tilted his head one side.
I had to get into that to let you know this is serious, man.
I just want to ask our guest.
It's like if I want to get Duncan, what I'll do is when he walks back to his house, because it's not far from here, I will go get a little spade in my car and a little bucket, and I will collect his footsteps. And I put them in the bucket.
Oh my God.
Oh, that sounds freaky.
Where's that?
I just want to mess with y'all. Yo, nigga, jokes. Now you're scared, huh? Now you're scared.
Collecting footsteps.
Oh, yeah.
Start it again.
Oh, yeah. Get that sound. So basically what I'll do is I'll quietly walk behind Duncan. And as he makes his way to his home, I will collect his footsteps using a little garden spade. Put it into a bucket. And that'll be the end of Duncan.
That's just sick.
No, Reva! Don't do it!
That's what happened to Reva. I'm sure she tried to collect his footsteps. And then he was like...
That's Oscar Pistola, you know.
And then he was like, hey, what the fuck? I don't have footsteps.
But these ancestors... It's the same as the television people talk to the spirits. It's the same kind of thing. It's the same kind of shit.
But doesn't this our guest over here, PJ Powers...
What?
Look a bit like...
PJ De Moy.
Oh, sorry.
PJ Powers is a local star.
You are so gracious. It's like nothing phases you.
Yeah.
What's in that coffee, man?
No, sorry. I wanted to ask. He kind of looks like that guy who did the supernatural talking to dead people with the black hair.
Who is that?
He had black hair just like that. He was a bit bigger. It was some popular show.
You don't know what Edwards. You're talking
about. Yeah, something.
No, Edwards. Man, he does not look like that at all.
We wasted valuable time.
Are you talking about the same thing, first of all?
I don't think so.
Let's go back to CJ.
Yes, the guest.
Yes.
We were at Sangomas, and why were we there?
Yeah, why?
Oh, because you the scout,
homeless model.
The scout. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so it was genuine, and you made money.
I made a decent living, yeah. I mean, I stayed with him. The company was based in Dusseldorf. I lived in Cologne, which is only a few miles away. And I stayed there for 5 years, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, good. I told you when we were discussing your appearance on the show, and I told you there's going to be beautiful people, but that whole thing changed because there would have been a lot of models here today.
There are beautiful people here.
They are. Yeah. But there would have been a lot of models to you know. But because we forgot it was a Christian holiday. Do you know you are a Christian?
Yeah, I wanted to ask
what happened
you guys.
Today? What happened to your savior?
Today it's Good Friday.
Yeah.
This was the last time Jesus went out for dinner with his pals.
Yeah.
So it was the last time Jesus had dinner.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that someone was gonna betray him. So there was a sheep.
What?
There was a wolf dressed in sheep's coat.
Let's stop.
Okay, but just go for the hanging now.
Yeah, so today was the day Jesus got betrayed.
But why do you call it Good Friday, Duncan? Why Good Friday?
Because if you think about it, Casper, the goodness about the whole thing is that our Lord Jesus died for our sins.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Our wrongs.
That doesn't make sense.
And that's the good about it.
Why are you not at home?
I'm with my people here.
Anyway, so we would have had models, but because it's Good Friday, for the boys of Cliff Central, the girls of Cliff Central. It's going to be a big announcement next week. And it's April 1, I know, but it is going to be genuine.
You're not coming from
but
you.
CJ would have been here on the reveal. And then we realized, oh, Jesus, it's God's
holiday.
Day.
Kasper, can I CJ, it really is a fest. Hey? It's wonderful. They are gorgeous. They get clothes off. They strut
about. But he was a model. That's why I'm saying, you know, that would have been a nice link.
Kasper, please, guys, I've got a question for our guest.
Yes.
Okay.
If it's a poos question, I'm going to
just I've just been reading a lot about this and watching a lot of documentaries about this. The royal family is part of the Antichrist.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
the Illuminati.
This guy's a connection. This guy comes from the UK. Mm-hmm. So I want you to tell me, would you say that Prince William is the Antichrist? And what are your thoughts on secret societies? Do they exist? And are they aliens?
Switch them off.
You mean like the reptilian thing that they go...
Yeah,
they're
reptilian.
I'm going to answer those three questions in reverse order. Yes, of course, there are aliens. It's statistically impossible that there can't be.
Agree with CJ.
Two, there have been secret organisations in the past. The Illuminati are probably the most famous, but there's the Priory of Sion and various other things.
What? Say that again?
The Priory of Sion. Which is another very famous one.
Really?
Yes, it was basically given a lot of publicity in the Dan Brown book, Da Vinci Code, but it was a real organization. And the royal family are completely pointless and utterly irrelevant.
Can they be stopped?
You started with that.
That's enough.
His memory is great.
What I want to know is, how did you realize that you have all this knowledge that you can enter quizzes?
It was at an early age, actually, because I think one of the first things I realized I liked doing at the age of 5 or 6 was actually reading encyclopedias. That's how interesting I was. That's why I had so many friends at school. Oh, that's right. I didn't have any because I was too busy reading encyclopedias and dictionaries, because that's how dull I was at school.
But in that household that you didn't like,
well,
you were like a Harry Potter.
I had my own room. I closed the door and I just sat there with books.
And escaped.
Absolutely. It was my own escape. It's what I could do. It was a world that, to be honest, was just mine, because nobody else I knew enjoyed it. So that was my own little secret getaway, my own little private little world. And I just loved it. I loved learning. I hated school. I've never been a fan of formal education. I've always believed that schools, colleges, not universities, but they all teach you one thing, and that's how to pass their own exams. They don't actually... It's like drama school in Britain.
True.
I'm an actor, but drama schools, I think, are completely pointless, because all they do is teach you how to pass your own exams, put you out into the world, and then they forget about you. I like learning. I don't like being taught.
And then you had the guts and the determination to say, I am going to try a quiz. Because you could, what did you hear? You could answer when you listened to...
Yeah, I mean, I was watching TV shows and I was always pretty good. I mean, I could answer the questions. Right. And I think it was in 2000 that I decided, look, I'm going to do a few quiz shows. And I'll be honest, it wasn't because I thought I could win. It wasn't because I wanted to show off. It's because I was bored. I had nothing to do. I had no direction with my life. I had no job. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. And I just thought, I'm going to enter a few quiz shows, went on them, did pretty well, and somehow got a career out of it.
Did you make good money?
Absolutely not. Hardly made a penny. But I won a lot of shows. I won more prizes than I did cash. I just won a bit of cash. But the number of washing machines and telephones I won was quite impressive.
Okay.
Well, let's pawn those, you know.
Okay, we're going to continue with your story now. We're first going to break for something that you will be participating in, but it is a regular weekly slot. And it's called Stof Poppies, which is Afrikaans for Golden Oldie.
Stof Poppies, Stof Poppies van tyd. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron, as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
This is new for you, hey, Simba? The Sandwich Baron.
Yeah.
Simba is joining us for the first time in a long time. But he was in the studio that day. You were on the phone.
Yes,
okay.
But we haven't seen him for a while.
Because I've been he's in hiding.
Fucking boxer. Or
collecting footsteps.
You're also a model.
Yes.
You're also a model.
Yes.
I'm not surprised.
Oh,
thank you, CJ. I'm sure if he said he was a model, you'd be like,
yeah. A model. Sorry, for what? Duncan.
A model for food.
For obesity.
Since the show started, I've just heard nothing but abuse, verbal abuse from Simba.
Now, you know what it's like, Duncan, because you pile it on. You pile on verbal abuse all the time. No, what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I think because Alicia's not here. And usually she's very...
Come on, guys. We've got a guest here from London. What are you having for lunch today?
Jeez.
We are busy with stuff, poopies. For fuck's sakes. This is a paid... We must talk about
Sandwich Baron for lunch, guys.
We're going to do
What's your favorite sandwich?
We're going to improvise that. We can improvise that later. No, not now.
Maybe you can tell CJ how you got to the Sandwich Baron thing.
No, I remember that. No, wait. So, we are discussing on this very professional show. We are discussing hits of yonder year.
Sonder setpil is gevaarlik. Dit is Casper Radio.
We did, I can't remember what we did last week, but I think it was the movie Fame. No, that was with Alan Committee. We had Alex here last week, I can't remember. But today is another movie. Now, you will know this very quickly, but I don't know if they will. So if you know the answer, just show me with your thumb before you answer. Okay? Because it's quite... No, you don't look here. Don't look here.
Cheater.
My God. So, what happened was, there was a movie called Grease. With John Travolta.
Many years ago.
Yeah. And then, it was such a big hit. And then we all were looking forward to the next one that was going to come out. Like the next musical, and we were it was like fully booked for 3 days. This is one of those songs.
I'm taking in, my hopes begin to rise.
That's Cliff Richard. He wasn't in the movie though. She is. Do you Simba, you know?
No, I was just enjoying it.
Yeah. Also from the movie, this one.
No other face could take you off my mind.
I think this is Gene Kelly.
You're so refined.
He was 80 and on a lung machine, but he was in the movie.
I have got the most amazing fact about that woman.
Okay, we'll hear now.
Because I was born to love you for eternity. Whenever you're away from me, wherever you go, you're never far away from me. I want you to.
And of course, this song will give it away.
Ooh! Come take my hand. You should know me. I've always been in your mind. You know I will be kind. I'll be guiding you, building your dream.
So it was a terrible, horrible flop of a movie, but the soundtrack still fantastic, and thus it's a flop we remember with fondness. And the name of that movie was
Xanadu.
You want the woman?
No, I want you to tell me it's Xanadu.
Oh, and I thought you wanted to know who that woman was.
No, but you showed me a thumbs up.
I thought you wanted the singer.
Oh, who was the singer?
I think it's Olivia.
That's right. We are magic. Don't let your head ever stray. And if I am severed, destiny will arise. Bring all your dreams alive for you. So what's the fact?
You know the Isle of Man in the Irish Sea between Ireland and England?
Yes.
Yes.
Olivia Newton-John was the president of the Isle of Man Whale Basking Shark Society for 3 years.
Why?
I have no idea. She's very heavily involved with...
sharks?
Well, just conservation in general and animal rights and animal welfare. I think they just asked her to join on a whim and she agreed, so she was president of the society for 3 years.
Amazing. Didn't she have a song about dolphins as well? I think so.
Quite possibly. But
no, I'm going to look it up now.
I mean, we all forget Xanadu, but how much more we've forgotten Grease 2, which came out shortly after the first film.
He was quite hot for that moment. That guy, I've forgotten his name.
Maxwell Caulfield.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you got the name.
There was a Grease 2.
There was a Grease
2. Yeah, there was a Grease 2. Michelle Pfeiffer. Yep. And this guy you just mentioned, Maxwell, but it was okay. All I remember of that movie is I've got your pistol right here. I remember that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That was bad. But Xanadu had nice set pieces. The one that I loved so much was that one where the two musical styles sort of combined. Where, what's her name? Olivia Newton-John was singing like jazzy. And then you had this heavy metal rock, whatever it was in that time, on the other side. And then slowly the two stages merged. One stage was with Olivia. The one stage was with this band. And Olivia sang jazz, band sang rock. And then the jazz and the rock also combined. So that was enough. So this was the jazz. Anybody needed someone to... So it carries on like that, and then we get the rock band, and they all of a sudden, let me just forward to that. Here they come. Now, as you listen to this, you must remember that this is going to be in harmony with her jazz later. It's going to work out. Cleverly done. Forget about the blues tonight. Sweet thing. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. Let me And I remember the sound was so lekker in the cinema when we were watching this. Lekker, bassy. For that time, now we will listen to what the... But then, oh... I think she's coming in now. Olivia? Darling? No, she's busy. Okay, I think she's coming. She's coming! So that is Xanadu, the movie of Stop Poopy. And if you are lazying about on this Good Friday, I think it's time to get up now, do some exercises on this very cheap Casio version of Xanadu. Up, down, up, down, and turn, turn, turn. High kick, high kick. Run, run, run. Run, run. Slap yourself. Slap yourself. Okay, good. Run against the wall. Run against the wall. Nice. Squat, squat, squat. Squat, squat. And jump out of the window. Okay, so now we've got to do the ad. You know, you can ask him his favorite sandwich because it's part of the Sandwich Baron improvised ad.
What is
Oh my
sandwich?
God, look at that. That's CJ DeMoy.
CJ, CJ, oh man, would you like a sandwich, good man?
I'd love one, please.
I know the perfect place, man.
Where?
Oh man, ask me some more, man.
Where's this amazing
ask
place?
Me again,
Where's this damn amazing place, man?
CJ, CJ. Oh, look, there's another fat, hungry man. Are you on your way to the...
No.
Ask me where he's going.
No, Mickey Mouse. I don't know what the fuck you're doing here. You should be in Disney World.
Oh, does anyone want a cheese sandwich?
Yeah, I do.
Well, we're going to get it. CJ and I are on our way to Sandwich Baron.
Oh, Sandwich Baron.
Yes. And here's one with ratex, Mickey.
You're so mean, ugly fat man.
Tell me something. Is there any cheese between those buns?
Is this for me or the
Who
fat
the hell
man?
Is he? Who's this? Oh my God.
All I know is that if you turn right and you turn left and you go inside that place, you'll find the perfect sandwich place. And it's called the Sandwich Baron. Where they...
Skit, a kleine kaiki. En die nana. Dentes Casperario.
Get this, right? I'm driving along, man. I'm driving safely. I'm obeying the rules of the road. Whatever sign comes at me, I look at it and I go, okay. You got it, sign. Right, so I'm driving safely. All of a sudden, a guy in another lane, completely oblivious to me, he starts coming into my lane, just coming in. And if I didn't see him coming in, accident, but because I saw him, I see, hey! Right, I assess the situation. I see, I assess the situation. And then I eased on the brakes. As he's coming, I eased, and I said what anybody here says automatically when this is happening. You can't help it, it just comes out. Ready? Hello? Hi, hello? Unless you're black, if you're black, it's a little different. If you're black, it's, check out this motherfucker. Check out this motherfucker. If you're Chinese, it's, so that's nice. I got into a car accident, right? I got into this car accident recently, right? Not my fault. This car accident was not my fault, right? But you know how it goes. Get into a car accident, even if it is not your fault. The other person, they get out of their car, look at you like it is your fault. Even if it is clearly their fault, they get out there like, all right, why did you stop at a red light and let me hit you doing 80? Why did you stop at a red light? Then you get out, right? You go, you start looking at the damage. You start looking, keep looking at each other, back at the damage. Will you please come and look at my damage with me, sir? If we look together, maybe some magic will happen. This is horrible. Feel this. This even feels damaged. Do you have tools? Can you fix this right now? This is horribly, this feels so horribly damaged. Even if I was blind, I would know this is horribly damaged by the way it feels. Then you gotta exchange the information, right? That sucks, because nobody ever has a fucking pen. You stand there, do you have a pen? I don't have a pen. Can you remember all my shit? Do you have a lipstick or something? A crayon? Right, so when you finally, here's what happens though, you finally get the information going, right? And you print your stuff nice and clean. There you go, there's my highlight, everything's nice. You give them, there you go, it's in an envelope, yeah. Nice, but then you get their information and it looks like they had a fucking seizure while they were writing it. You're like, dude, you get a 28-digit phone number going on here, buddy. And under name, you drew a picture of a monkey fucking a coconut. What is that? Is your name monkey fucking a coconut, sir? MFC, is that you? MFC? That's a monkey. That could be a melon. Looks like a coconut. I think you take a second. Here's where it starts getting embarrassing, right? You take a second while you're doing the exchange. You just look around for a second, and there's people everywhere. They're like building bleachers on the sidewalk and shit. People coming out of bushes. What? Accident? I'm gonna watch for a while. Wow, they're discussing it right there.
So you're listening to the Cusper Radio Show on CliffCentral.com. And our special guest is CJ De Mooy from the UK. Now, you are in South Africa, but you're on your way to Cape Town.
I am. I'm leaving tonight for Cape Town.
Do you know Cape Town?
No, I've never been there. I've only been to Joburg. I've never been to Cape Town. So it's my first time there by the sea.
It's beautiful.
Let's give him some tips.
That place is beautiful.
Where you must go.
Do all the tourist attractions. That way you keep safe.
He's got to go. He's got to go up Table Mountain.
Yeah, you got to do the mountain.
That for sure.
I'm doing Table Mountain on Saturday.
You got to go to the fancy place, Camps Bay. You got to do.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I'm going to Camps Bay because I've got one of the reasons I'm here is because I'm meeting a few agents and producers. See if I can get some acting work here. So I'm going to Theatre on the Bay on Camps
Bay. I'm an agent. I'm an agent, guys.
Yeah, a bloody agent.
And I've been looking for some talent. So what?
I didn't actually say I had any talent. I was just looking for an agent.
Yeah, but from spending this time with you I have today, I know that you've got the thing, the X factor that I'm
He's got
for.
It. You must. I've seen him Duncan. In pantomimes and stuff. He's very good. No, and absolutely. He sings well as well.
I'll take your word for it, Casper.
You can.
All we're going to need from you is just like $100.
That's actually very reasonable.
£100, mm-hmm. actually.
Oh, well, now it goes up.
So when you are at Theatre on the Bay... Mm-hmm. Go see the moment they got Sweeney Todd there, right. And then the lead is called Jonathan Rocksmith. Okay. And then you tell him, because he's been on the show,
right.
And he's a friend of the show, and you tell him you've been here, and we all say hello to him.
Okay.
It's a brilliant version of Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
Theatre on the Bay. Well, good luck then. Do you want to leave England then, or am I asking questions I shouldn't?
No, you can ask whatever you want. What I actually want to do, because I think to some degree my career may have gone as far as it can in Britain. South Africa has always been my favourite country. I absolutely adore it here. And I apologise, it's been 3 years since I was last here. I'm so sorry.
All that
biltong I missed out on. But I actually want to start spending a lot more time here. And not living here permanently, but probably spending more time here than in the UK. Maybe something like 8 months here, 4 months in the UK. Because
okay.
I want to... No disrespect to South Africa, but I couldn't bear to be here during the summer. I would crisp.
Well, you fainted now, and it's spring.
So I think
it's what? Autumn.
I think
the summer's the best part of this place.
I'm a weedy little English boy.
You're going
to
faint.
Frizzle up and die.
You'll adapt.
But no, I want to maybe emigration in a few years' time, but I want to live here. I want to live in South Africa.
Cape Town's beautiful.
So
Cape
I want Town to find some work, be an actor. Get some work in theatre or TV, maybe do some quiz shows, but also, living here, I can fully commit to my work with homelessness and HIV charities.
I'm homeless.
At the moment in South Africa, so am I. I've got a meeting in Cape Town with a big issue. I want to meet some HIV charities as well. I want to start doing the work that I do in the UK over here.
Good. Well, in Cape Town, you will love it. It's beautiful in Cape Town. And I'm sure, look, we are not as big on quizzes as in England.
Yeah.
We are not as big on pantomimes, for instance, England. Mm-hmm. But we have them here.
Yeah.
And I think you will totally fit in and be of service to those things and more. But I'm just saying that the things that you are now... used to and professional in is already here as well, and they can use your services.
Ask me why I want to be an actor, and I always reply the same thing. I don't. I need to be an actor. Mm. I knew from the age of 4 or 5 that's what I had to do. I knew I wanted to be a performer. That's the only thing that'll make me happy. And wherever I am in the world, that's what I want to do. I love South Africa. I want to live here. I want to be an actor in South Africa. And that's my life. That's all there is to it. Anybody wants to help me, anybody wants to see me, I would love it. Because this is where I feel at home. I landed in South Africa yesterday morning, walked off the plane.
Fainted.
Despite the heat, I just thought, do you know what? I actually feel comfortable for here. I feel at home. This is such I've never been to any country where the people are so friendly, so warm, and so generous.
Be careful. That is usually when someone's got their hand in your pocket.
I know, but frankly, I'm grateful for the physical contact.
When your wallet disappears, I don't think you'll be grateful then.
But do you do voice work?
Yes, absolutely.
Because there's one of the complaints that I hear from people doing, British accents.
Yeah.
They always say South Africans battle with that. So that might be an avenue to look at.
I will do anything in performing because, as I've always said in Britain, as long as I can work and just sustain myself, then I can throw myself into doing the charity work. Because to me, that's more important.
Yes.
I have had a very lucky and very... good life, and I know it sounds a bit crass when it comes from some people, but I just want to give something back. And I actually really enjoy doing charity work, and I'm doing it for myself as well.
But if I can
do that and I can help people, we're all just here to help each other, aren't we? So let's just have a bit of fun along the way.
I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, but he's also he's a wise guy, because if you make a fact mistake, he will fucking come in and say, no, it's Barcelona or something.
Exactly.
Because he knows all that as well. His general knowledge is so good. So we sit here with a actor and a wise man guy.
An encyclopedia. Walking encyclopedia.
I want to ask you something. I know this must irritate you so much, because everyone will always ask you questions. But now... we have this book on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We do quizzes a lot on the show.
Right.
We love it. Now, I bought this book, and it is, we don't know one answer yet. It's a horrible book. I think it's from England.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, probably.
I bought it at a fair, and it was like 1 pence in your mm-hmm. money system.
Yes.
Oh, you must be so lucky now with all the pounds.
Yeah,
Do you know, I was driving in here and I stopped at traffic lights and I saw a petrol station. I asked the driver, sorry, is that per litre? And it was 11 rand. Yeah. I was saying, that's less than half the price we pay in Britain. And that's only because petrol prices in Britain have been falling recently. It used to be 3 or 4 times the price. Cost of living in Britain is so horribly expensive.
Yeah, but we are suffering now.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
With that 11 rand, we're like, fuck that shit. Who wants to pay that much for a liter?
So this is called the Penguin Ultimate Trivia Quiz Game.
That is an ugly book.
It's an ugly motherfucking book. And we didn't know a one answer.
It looks big.
It's like ridiculously thick for no reason.
Are you talking about Casper or the book?
The book.
Oh. I'm not thick. I'm heavy and clever. I'm not thick and heavy. So, you first of all, you must give me a number between 1 and 600, please. CJ?
408, please.
Okay, so let me show it's all fair. And then we're not prepping this.
You could have prepped on Twitter or via your
communication. Yeah, I could have told him.
Show.
I could have warned him on Twitter. Come on, say 408. Guy. But you'll see how I play this. Now, between 1 and 3, say a number.
1.
Okay. Between 1 and 9, say a number.
2.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to ask the question. How many toes did Charles the 8th of France have on his right foot?
What?
I wonder if he was related in any way to Anne Boleyn, who had 6. So I'll try 6.
He's right.
Really?
Mm.
My God.
You see, this is now the professionals.
Not you guys.
I mean, it goes to Anne Boleyn. You know,
exactly. That's how it gets it.
To get there.
I mean, connecting.
You see that
dots.
That thought process.
But that's also very nice that he's verbalizing it.
Yes.
You know, he's seasoned because obviously they've been taught to say, okay, I think this is this. We want to hear it out loud. Okay, a number between 1 and 600?
Fuck. Stop 1. Showing off now.
Again?
1.
Jesus.
Go to the front.
If you're going to make me work, I'm going to make you work.
You are. I'm actually very tired now.
It was very impressive to see you doing that workout while you were telling everyone through Xanadu. That was very impressive.
Thank you. Between 1 and 3?
3.
Between 1 and 9?
6.
Who starred in The Man with the Golden Arm? With the Golden Arm.
Oh, I think that's a baseball film. Oh dear, but I wouldn't know it. Who did sports films? No idea. Jimmy Cagney.
I didn't know this either, but Frank Sinatra.
Yes, I do.
Was it a baseball film?
Yes, I think it is a baseball film.
With Frank Sinatra.
This guy is good.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I was thinking of something else, and you said Man with the Golden Arm.
Okay.
Which arm?
I'm just going to blindly go here. And I'm going to stick my finger. Okay. Number 5.
I'm glad you stuck it there.
In show jumping, how many faults are incurred for a refusal? Is that when the horse doesn't want to jump? Is that a refusal?
I'm assuming so. A normal offence is 4 faults, so I'll try that.
I'm so glad. Because, you're the only one who got a question right so far. It's 3 points.
Less than a normal one. Okay.
Okay, and now, last question.
Please not sport again, though, because I'm...
Okay, if it's sport, I will skip it.
So we've had baseball and show jumping. Yeah. In sport, I know nothing about.
I remember on the AKs and stuff, if they ask a football question, you don't know what the
football,
hell's...
Nothing.
Nothing,
no,
right?
No idea. No idea.
And it's amazing that you can get away with it.
Well, the good thing about sport is so much of it is list-based. So all I have to do is remember lists of winners and venues and things. But I've never watched sport, I've never played sport, I've never done anything with it at all.
Is that how you prepare for quizzes? That you learn lists?
It's what I've done in the past. I mean, I did a lot of studying. When Egghead started to take off, I actually studied for about 6 hours a day, every day for 2 or 3 years. I worked really, really hard.
Like capitals of countries.
Everything, yeah. I mean, all the basics, then you get into detail. But now when I've got a quiz coming up or I'm recording Egghead, I will do maybe a couple of days' work on recent news stories, recent sporting events, all the hit songs and albums, but very little else, to be honest.
Okay, here comes one question.
Oh, goody.
Of where, this is number three, question number three. Of where is Valletta the capital?
Malta.
V-A-L-E-T-T-A. And it's Malta. Okay, we're going to have one more question. After Eggheads, for a while, you were on your own show.
Yeah.
Called The Revenge of the Eggheads.
Revenge of the Egghead.
Head,
singular,
sorry.
Please.
What is an egghead? What is that? Do we know?
Egghead was, first of all, used as a sort of insulting term in the 60s. Richard Nixon used it to describe Adlai Stevenson, who was one of his cabinet, and a very intellectual. So it's a sort of derogatory term towards an intellectual.
Egghead.
And then you, the whole game changed because it was only you as the egghead, and then people had to answer questions together with you, or how did that work again?
There were teams of five, and they all answered the questions individually. If I thought they were wrong, I would buzz in, give them the right answer, and then challenge them, and my object was to try and get all of them out. By asking my own questions.
That's
right.
I remember. That's a nice, like that concept. You must tell to people. Yeah.
I love that idea. I mean, I've written a couple of concepts and formats myself.
Yeah.
Again, like with the homeless thing, the BBC weren't interested, so maybe somebody here will be.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. We got a lot of channels.
Yeah.
And they need to fill the time. And as I say, we do like quizzes, but we're not as big on
them.
But if you come with that, you know, I'm sure someone will be interested. So here we go with the last. A number between 300 and 500.
391, please.
Right at the back. Take it all away.
Okay, and what do we choose? I give you three numbers, 196, 567, or 938?
938, please.
Okay, and a number between 1 and 9?
8.
Oh, maybe you'd know this. I don't have an idea. What type of dance is a landler? Which is an L with an A umlaut, N-D-L-E-R.
Well, from the spelling, I would guess it's a waltz.
Correct. He proved his metal, ladies and gentlemen. That is why he is a quiz king and we are not. And so the book at last was beaten. This bloody book. Now you're in Cape Town. You're going to go to Cape Town. You're going to be there. How long will you be in South Africa for? And are you going to England after this again?
Yeah, I'm staying in South Africa for another 8 days.
Oh, that's too little.
Yeah, too short. Sorry, you just got in here.
I'm going back to England because I need to complete my training for the London Marathon end of April.
How many kilometers is that?
42.2.
That is quite a distance.
Are you impressed with Eddie Izzard doing 700 marathons in a week?
Again,
it's a difficult.
Again, I suggested to the BBC that I do something like that.
The bastards.
I actually wanted to do 50 marathons in a month.
I think you've spoken too much to the fucking BBC.
Yeah. This doesn't just happen here. Then.
Yeah. It happens everywhere. It does happen everywhere. Yeah,
because that's what I want to do. I actually suggested a few things to them. I wanted to either run the entire length of Britain in a month, run 50 marathons in a month, which would be pretty much the same distance, or a few other challenges. But to give him his credit, Eddie Izzard is very good at doing these. He's done them before, and he's a much bigger name than I am. So no doubt they want
cure.
And
of course
they want. And he's not gay. Maybe the BBC doesn't like.
That's a good point.
He's a tranny, though. He's a tranny.
Is he?
Oh yeah, he's a transvestite. Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Because people ask him, "Why do you wear women's clothes?" And he says, "I don't. I wear my clothes."
Yeah, that's the best answer.
And here's the technical question: how fast do you run a kilometer?
It varies, but when I'm running at race speed, I'll run a kilometer in about 3:50.
Damn, that's quick, man. Shit, I'm slow. I need to speed up.
Yeah, I'm a bit quicker than that.
No, you're not. You probably like in 10 minutes.
Mm-mm. Oh, Pasha. Pasha is the guy from the dancing show. I see there's an ad for his book on your book.
Yes.
Pasha, My Story. I would like to see his story as well. But
I don't think there's an ad for my book on his, though.
I was just about to ask.
I'm going to read this. It's called CJ, The Autobiography of CJ de Moy, and then I'll tweet you. But I think.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I'll do that.
Be nice to hear your honest opinion, actually.
Yeah. No, well, that's you'll get. You know me now by now.
When's the movie coming out for all the non-readers out there?
Well,
we'll play you.
We'll see. If I can find somebody who's actually willing to play somebody as desperate and lonely as me.
I could play a homeless, skinny man.
You can't. Number one, you are the wrong size.
It's going to take a lot of weight loss.
I'll go through training and stuff just to play... CJ Powers.
CJ Powers. CJ de Moy.
Yeah, yeah.
They will have a lot of actors because he's got to be in the Harry Potter stage. Then he's got to go homeless. Then he's got to go model. Then
when
he's
he plays homeless, I'll be the guy.
You're the wrong color.
You can be his buddy.
Let's get technical. It's the wrong color.
Yeah, it can be his buddy. He's going to be his buddy. Then he can be this color.
Are you butt friendly, though?
I'm very butt friendly. Okay. If I was in Gay ISIS, I'd be a suicide bummer.
A suicide bummer.
Yeah, bummer.
But you are married, or are you?
I am married, yes.
To Andrew.
To Andrew, yes.
Yes, you see, I know my fucking stuff.
Where is Andrew now? While you're here,
Andrew? Andrew's in Cape Town. Actually, he's.
You let him go alone.
Yeah, he's been Cape there for a month already.
Cape Town is like. It's like Bangkok for gay people.
He's working there. He's doing. Strangely enough, he's a costume designer who's actually working there with the BBC.
Oh no!
Fuck the BBC!
You can't get away
fuck
from
the
them.
Queen.
I can't help
and
them.
Fuck the BBC.
They're like everywhere. You look at your husband, and there they are.
Yep.
Fuck the Queen.
Oh
man.
Gosh.
I wish you all the best, and I hope that in a couple of months or years we see each other again on the show for a continuance of our conversation. Is there anything that I forgot to ask you?
I don't know, but I think it would be lovely to be back here because I want to live here, so seeing you again would be wonderful.
Yeah.
It will be fantastic, CJ, and it was so good to meet you, and you're exactly like I thought you were, witty, nice, down to earth. I love it. It was so great meeting you in person. Thank you. What is this, Duncan?
We got the guys from Recharge who bring portable chargers here to the office.
Oh, yeah?
They bought some new stock, so the old ones are gone. Now we got this new lovely product from Recharge where you can stay connected and charge your cell phone wherever you are.
Do we have to mention
it? Let me have a look at it.
Do we have to mention it on the radio?
Well, I feel... they said I should tell you that they bought new ones and maybe you could mention it on the air.
Oh, okay. So there's new recharges because...
It's a power bank.
Power bank in Dutch.
It's a power bank, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Power to the money.
So you need to have your own cable now.
Absolutely.
Eesh, this is the problem.
I don't want to... I just want to hear where I can buy that book.
Absolutely.
It's more important. It's on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. Yeah. And you can... I'm sure it's going to be an exclusive book.
Is it locally available?
What's the title
hard copy?
Again?
Maybe. Exclusive books?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Is it at Exclusive Books?
I don't think there are any hard copies available in South Africa. It's hard enough to find one in England, actually.
What's the title?
Oh, come on, you had that thing in your hand.
CJ, the autobiography of CJ de Moy, and it is on Kindle. So
and Amazon, just go to Amazon.com.
Yeah. No, but Amazon.
That's CJ UK, right?
Yes, I think absolutely.
For CJ, the market for the book, the people that are supposed to read the book,
don't say it.
Are the homeless people, the black people, and they're not on Kindle. they don't know. This book should be translated into Zulu, Tswana, and other languages because. The people that
what
should
I'll
really
do is when I go out next time to give food to the homeless, I'll give them copies of the autobiography as well.
There you go.
But it should be in South African languages, wouldn't you think? Because most of these black homeless people don't even know how to read.
Casper, just press the button. Press the button.
Then they must learn.
Kick him off.
won't you let's teach CJ some nice swear words?
Yes, you don't need them.
Your master.
That's a
Cape Town one.
You're going to Cape Town, so if somebody says your master,
Yeah.
Yes. That is not a nice
then
word.
You must,
it's like mofo. It, yeah. It's like mofo. No. The long one in English, mother. Mm. So your master is very close to that. Okay.
No, it's not. It's different. It's your mother's.
Yeah, but I know, but I mean, it's in that line.
Well, here's one. Here's one for you, CJ. It's Dubula ipun.
No, no.
Dubulipun.
Let's finish the show. Come on, guys. You want the man to get killed?
That's your problem.
But he's. It just means kill the Afrikaner.
No, it doesn't.
Which is something you could say because you are from the UK. So let's just start.
Dubula ipunu.
Then there are words like fuck, which is like fuck. We got. Nai, which is Afrikaans for fuck.
Yeah.
What others? Puss is kant.
Puss is a good one.
Jomur.
And duas.
Jomur. Duas is kant.
Which can be a box.
Jomur is very common because we just use it as per just in general. If somebody says something that you don't like, you just go jomur man.
And
it's,
what
it's,
do
it's like, you know, like fick off, basically.
Mm-hmm. I've got some advice. Don't use any of these words these people are teaching you.
Yeah,
but if you hear them, know what they're saying to you.
That's what I want to teach you.
Why.
But a not word that South Africans use a lot is lekker. You must know about lekker because that's not a swear word.
That's
it just means
word.
Nice.
Mm, tasty.
Yeah, or anything. Lovely. Mm-hmm. Or lovely or whatever. Oh, that's lekker. That's lekker. Did you see the movie? Yeah, that was lekker. Mm. So remember lekker. Mm. And what else do we say? Which one is that one now? Bring me my Afrikaner.
No, it's worse. Kill.
No, I'm joking with him.
Can't you put him in the production room?
We have to now. Hey. Because I think between this and my comments about ISIS and butt fucking, we're going to be killed by someone.
Someone is going to be upset.
Well, look, you're going to Cape Town. Ask them for this weekend to give you some kerifis.
Oh no, that's that pickled stuff that they only have once a year in
Don't
Easter.
Don't call it stuff.
I stuff, man.
But we have it
and
this
your fingers,
weekend.
It stains
we
your insides.
This weekend.
Don't
this
eat it. Your insides will turn yellow. You're gonna have yellow shit.
Do you know that they say South Africans must stand together? You're not doing that.
I'm not from here, remember? I'm royalty.
Oh fuck, he's from Zimbabwe. This one.
Your royalty, my royalty.
I have been to Zimbabwe. I've been to Zimbabwe.
And I want to say to people,
I hope you didn't
Easter
say you were gay.
Well, this was back in, was it 97? So it was before things started getting really serious.
No, but even then, because they'll be like, you're gay.
Because
everyone who comes out, they just disappear for some reason. I don't know. Like, I'm gay, then he's gone.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't. Those people are not forward, they're backwards.
No.
On that. Front.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, and the leader must die because he's
only
109.
He's not dying. Who falls
at
91 and doesn't break a bone or fracture anything?
That's the problem. He may never die.
He's not dying.
Yeah, he's not dying. He's
that uncle of mine is like Super Saiyan, man. It's like a Dragon Ball Z.
He's a vamp.
And that brings us to our next section.
Goodbye, stay well.
And have it. Bye,
Bonnie Garfrey. Goodbye, farewell. Don't seem so
bad. Best.
So one next week, no Casper, no Simba, sonke le scheme slangene siyabangena uyazi.
This is CliffCentral.com.